It is time to talk turkey with the CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, Lucy Roffey. Lucy, very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed, thanks. And I'll tell you what, those bombers are up and about. Hey, how about them?
They're just getting better and better, aren't they?
I know. You'll have to possibly counsel one of your other CEO colleagues in Darren Fuzzard, of course, and indeed Craig Neiman, who are both Carlton supporters. So depending on your point of view, you might want to either counsel them or just go up yours, one of the two.
I might do the latter.
Hey, look, you're talking about talking turkey. I can't see anything about turkeys here, but we will talk about the Central Goldfields Art Gallery.
Yeah, well, look, I think I've told you before that we've received funding from the Victorian government, $1.7 million, and we've now had the council sign off on the concept plan. So if anybody's really interested to know what we're doing at the gallery, the concept plans will be up on our website in the last council meeting agenda. And they set out exactly, what's going to change at the gallery. So there's things like a new welcoming front entrance and reception area. We're going to have an Indigenous interpretive garden, upgrading some internal things as well. So making the making some toilets and also making them, obviously, disability access compliant. And some other sort of things such as a workshop area for public programming, which will be really good so that more people can use the gallery for art workshops, both people who are artists and also people who just want to give it a go. And some skylights as well, which will introduce light and views of the historic fire tower. So we're really also trying with the gallery to make the best of the fact that it is a beautiful historic building that can't see some of it, and we'd like to actually feature things like the tower a little bit more. So it's a really exciting project.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, we know the Energy Breakthrough event is just huge. I think it's one of the biggest in your shire, isn't it? I see there's a communications upgrade being put in place, which is going to do nothing but help.
Yeah, so again, state government had granted us $1.5 million to really improve the visitor experience of the event. And one of the key aspects of that is all the IT and communications infrastructure, so that we can improve things like the registrations, lap timing, the event and emergency operations, which is really important, and just general internet access for staff and volunteers across the event. So we're really pleased that a local contractor, Tony Walker Electrical, who has been very involved in electrical works in the past around the event, was awarded the contract. And we're just now hoping that we can get all of that in and the event goes ahead.
Yeah.
You know, constant uncertainty, I think, with COVID, but this is just part of our plans for the 2021 event, which we're really hoping will go ahead.
When's it due?
It's in November.
In November,
so
okay.
We've got plenty of time, and we do have various plans so that we can plan the event at different restrictions, but.
Yes.
If we were in a lockdown, obviously it wouldn't be able to go ahead. But we're hoping that it will.
Something that might help fight the lockdown is these touch-free water fountains. You've got a new one.
Yeah, so this is again part of that redevelopment. And yeah, touch-free water fountains are really important. So I suppose as part of COVID, and we have learnt about a lot more about hygiene. And these water fountains, apart from we're trying to provide more water around the site, so that all of the visitors don't have to bring in water and bring in plastic bottles, so that we're trying to make it a plastic-free event. But also these new water fountains mean that you don't have to touch them, which is hygienically safe and makes it, again, a COVID-safe event.
Yeah. I like to think outside the square a bit, but I've just come up with a concept, Lucy, and I'm quite happy to share it with you for the first time.
Oh, dear.
A water-free water fountain. I mean, it's going to stop the spread of germs, isn't it? Hey?
Well, do you know what? I think there's plenty of those around, though, aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
You go to a water fountain and you turn it on, nothing comes out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Lucy, that's why he's in radio, okay?
Yeah. Back to the drawing board. Lucy, have a great week. Thanks for that, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Lucy Roffey. See, I still reckon that's a good idea. Water-free water fountains, eh? That's along with my other one, giraffe beer, only available in long necks. Hey?
Now, that is a good one.
Thank you very much.